Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. I'm going to be talking this week about, can we hear God speak to us? So each week I talk to you about trusting the Bible. And what I believe we do when we trust the Bible, and part of that is that we believe that we hear God speak to us. So I think there are two groups of you who are listening that are struggling with this question from different ends, and I want to address both of those struggles. So on the one hand, some of you might think to yourself, maybe you wouldn't admit this out loud, or maybe you don't really know that you believe it, but you struggle with the idea of God speaking to you, because you're thinking, and you're influenced by others in our culture and our world, that God doesn't really do that anymore. Maybe long ago God used to do that. Maybe for some of the great saints in the Bible, God would speak to them. God spoke to Moses from the burning bush. That's Moses. But I'm not Moses. I'm not some famous character right out of the Bible, some holy man. I'm just, you know, ordinary guy. I've got all kinds of problems in my life. I'm no Moses. I'm no Abraham. So God doesn't speak to me. Or maybe it's more that, well, we live in a scientific age now, and we understand things a lot better. And we just know that, you know, God doesn't come down and talk to people. That's just kind of crazy. And so, you know, that's something that maybe really crazy religious people seek out or believe that they hear from God, but that's not for me. So if you think you don't hear from God for one of those kinds of reasons, I want to address you, because I believe the Bible gives clear answers to this, that no, God does speak to people today, and there's really no reason for you to question or to doubt or to deny that God can speak, yes, even to you. And so I'm going to be talking about that. But then there's the other side of this issue. Remember, I said there are two sides. So the other side is, you might think, yes, God speaks to people today, but your struggle is, I don't know that he speaks to me, and I'm not sure if he, when he does speak to me, if I'm hearing him speak, or I'm just thinking to myself. So we hear a lot today about people speaking to God by getting a vision, by having a gift of prophecy, where they can make prophecies that are inspired by the Holy Spirit. Much more common even than that is to believe that God speaks to us directly through our thoughts, that he puts words into our mind, and then it's up to us to have faith and believe that, no, that wasn't just my thinking, that was actually God speaking to me. And we believe that we need to get good at doing that. We need to be really good at discerning which things are our thoughts in our head versus which things are God speaking to us. And so your struggle is, you know, I think God is speaking to me. I have some experiences where it seems like maybe God was trying to tell me something, but I'm just not sure. Maybe that doesn't happen. I wish I could be like someone who God speaks to directly all the time. And this has put a burden on your mind that, you know, I wish I could get to a better place where I always hear from God. I want to address you this week as well, because I think the Bible has a lot to say about a lot of related issues to this. The truth is that all of us who want to hear God speak to us can hear from God, but we have to look in the right places. And so let me start by saying that Jesus calls the Bible the Word of God. Now think about that. What does that mean? Jesus, again and again in the Gospels, refers to the Word of God. And then he refers to it as having authority. He will quote to Satan, "It is written, Satan." And then he will quote from the Bible. So it is the authoritative source. And by calling it the Word of God, he's saying this is God speaking. In fact, we see this throughout the Old Testament. We'll see the prophets say, "Thus saith the Lord." And so we have direct quotes from God. So anytime we read those quotes, and I would say that the entire Bible is the Word of God. That's how Jesus uses the phrase. So even if it's not following one of those "thus saith the Lord" lines, it's part of the Bible, therefore it is the Word of God. We are reading the very words of God, and so God speaks to us. Now, even more directly than that, God speaks personally to us through the Word of God. It's not just that we read how God spoke to someone a long time ago. As we read the Bible, if we are reading it prayerfully, if we are reading it seeking truth from God, if we read it saying, God, teach me something today, show me something today, and we're wanting to actually read to see what the Bible says, not just to find verses that support what we already believe. That happens all the time. You know, oh, I want to find a verse that supports, you know, my argument with my wife or something like that. So you open up the Bible looking for support for your position. No, you need to read the Bible saying, God, teach me something I don't already know or understand. Show me your ways. Teach me your paths is what the psalmist prays in Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. We need to have that kind of prayerful, humble attitude as we approach the scriptures and study them. But yes, God speaks to us in those scriptures. So, for instance, Jesus says to the Pharisees about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. So Jesus is in a religious discussion with some religious teachers, and he asks them the question, have you not read what God said to you? So, and then he has a quote from the book of Exodus in the Bible. So in other words, Jesus says, as you are reading the scriptures, if you read the book of Exodus, that's not just something that God said to Moses. By the way, the quote he gives is God speaking to Moses in the burning bush. So when we read what God said to Moses in the burning bush, it's not just that God said it to Moses and we get to know what God said to Moses. Jesus says that when you read that, God is speaking to you. This is a message to you. And the message that God gave Moses was one of who he is, that he's identifying himself. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But we can learn from that he is a God of the living. He is a God who gives eternal life. He is not just a God of the dead. So that's something that God tells us today as we read the scriptures with an open mind. So I believe, and we'll see many examples of this, that to call the Bible the Word of God is to say that we can open it, study it, prayerfully asking God for guidance and direction in life, and he will give it to us in Scripture. And so that is God speaking to us. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So right at the foundation this week, I want to tell you that Scripture, all Scripture, whatever book you're in, whatever verse you're in, the whole thing is God-breathed. This means that it comes out from God himself. It is a product of God's work, and it is useful for all the things that we need to be guided by God in. If there's something that God needs to get a message to us about a particular topic, well, that message is there in Scripture. It says, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's what God is concerned about in your life. Some people ask, you know, what is God's will for my life? Well, his will is for you to grow in holiness, to learn about him, to enjoy him, to study him, to spend time with him, to follow his commands, to grow in your relationship with him. That's his will for you. That's what the Scripture teaches. In order to do that, God has given you everything you need. You can be thoroughly equipped for every good work by studying the Scriptures. God speaks to you and tells you and identifies things in your life. Hey, that thing you're doing over there, that's sin. You shouldn't do that. It's taking you away from where you want to go in your relationship with me. God does that all the time as I study Scripture. He points out things I need to work on, areas I need to grow. Often he tells me things about him that are a joy for me to discover. And this is the way God speaks to me. I'm not saying that God only lets us know things from ancient history, like he's trapped in a book. No, he's speaking to me as I study his word. And we will look more at this in the rest of the week. We'll also look at this other side. Do I need to pay attention to my thoughts and try to discern God's voice? And many other ways that people try to claim that they hear God speaking to them directly through. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.